Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having Jim Signorelli on the show. Jim is a new friend. Jim is the author of Story Branding. He is the he's the CEO of a company called Story Lab. It's an award-winning company, by the way. Inc. Magazine said they were one of the best, and so he got some other awards too for the excellence that they do in their business. And he's here to talk to us about something you and I've been talking about for a while now: stories. Jim Signorelli, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. You know, Jim, as my audience knows, I've been trying to get all of our heads out of the 20th century Madison Avenue way of thinking about finding, connecting with. And holding on to customers.
Mm-hmm.
That served us well for a long time, but because of what I'm calling the age of the customer, where customers now have pretty much all the information they need, we have to have a different way of relating to them, don't we?
Absolutely. Especially now, since companies are so transparent via social media.
Right.
You know, it's number one important to be authentic and true, because you're going to get found out if you're not.
Well, yeah, because the customers co-owned your message.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They know everything. Some of them know more about your business than you do.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things I like to remind folks about is when I was in sales back decades ago, I was my customer's internet.
Hmm.
Whatever they needed to know about, you know, about how we do business and about what I sold and how to use it and all that kind of stuff, what other people thought about it, et cetera, et cetera. They got all that from me, so they were looking forward to me coming by.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but now they're way ahead of you before you get there.
That's true. We see it in our business, too. Yeah,
How are stories going to bridge that gap, I should say?
Well, it's not stories per se as much as it is, you know, what it is about stories that we borrow from. You know, stories are very, they're value-oriented. You know, if you read a story, the more powerful stories for you are going to be the ones that move you emotionally. They're the ones that are going to communicate some belief, something that you really feel strongly about, a cause, say.
Right.
And that's ultimately what we're trying to do is tap into the power of what that's all about for any advertising, branding, selling message that would be for any business or any person for that matter. It's been asked a lot of questions about how this is appropriate for people looking for jobs. And people are as much a brand story as products are. So,
have you heard the practice that's being encouraged more and more about not sending a resume, but sending a sit-down video where you videotape yourself on. What is that more any other than storytelling?
It's absolutely. It's very engaging. It's unique. You know, I get them, and they get watched. You know, resumes are just, you know, words on paper and more work for me to figure out. You know, I could be more
right.
of a passive viewer of a video and
look at the time it saves, because you don't have to see whether the person can come across or not. Now, if you
Absolutely.
Want them, if you want them to be your accounts payable person or accounts receivable, maybe they don't have to do so much in person. But if you want them to be outside sales, you need to know a little bit about that, don't you?
Amen. And that's, you know, it's bringing who you are as a brand to life.
Right.
And that's really about, you know, it's basically what story branding is all about.
Now, story branding doesn't mean that you're never going to advertise again, you're never going to market again. That's not it at all. It's really not, well, I like to say it's not either or, it's both and. What do you think?
It's how you advertise. You know, it's not so much about what you're saying as much as what you're representing. What value, belief are you subscribing to? You know, I tell people, if you were to march at a parade that was all about your business and you had to hold up a sign that stated what your cause would be, what would that be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would it be, if I'm in computer repairs, it's, you know, no more computer problems. If I'm a plumber, it's I hate leaks. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's really getting to what the value or belief that your business subscribes to, the reason you get up in the morning, besides the profit motive, that people can join.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole idea is a brand isn't necessarily something you just sell; it's something that people join. And what is it about you that they would want to join?
Well, and the thing is this is what we're getting to is all right. Somebody needs something. Well, they know they can find what they need. They need a certain color. They all right, now I got to go to that place to get the color. They want a certain, you know, they want it turned upside down. Okay, I got to go there to get it turned up. They can find all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
can't they? I mean,
absolutely.
The triage process of getting to what they need, they're getting where they can do all that on their own, pretty much.
Right, and that's
and so now it's a matter of who do I really. They actually find out whether they like you or not. We've always done business with people, right? But now we don't even have to. We almost don't even have to meet anybody to find out whether we like them or not if they're telling us a story.
Exactly. There's a great book by Sam Sinek. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's Start with Why.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise is that we don't buy what products do. We buy why they do them. Or we don't buy what brands do. We buy why they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because if we concentrate on the what, the functional differences between our brand and theirs, somebody down the road is going to, you know, copy you pretty soon.
Right.
Especially given the, you know, the speed of the innovation curve. It's very easy for a company to do what you're doing today, tomorrow.
Right.
So you have to differentiate yourself on the basis of what you stand for and what makes you a unique persona, if you will, person.
Mm-hmm.
To do business with relative to the other people that are out there doing business.
Jim, give us your website, please.
It is www.storyati.com.
Storyati.
Right.
Storyati.com. The book is called Story Branding, Creating Stand-Up Brands Through the Power of Story. When we come back, I'm going to get Jim to help us write your story. We're going to give you some ideas on how to get your story out there. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.